Letters of the Rebbe in volume 12. This is letter number 4227. Baruch Hashem, dated the 13th day of Nisan Tavshin Tezayin, Brooklyn. Harav HaGoyim, the Rebbe is addressing it to the great genius Marenu Yitzchok Yaakov Sheyichya Weiss. At that time, he was a rabbi in Manchester. Eventually, he made it to the Yerushalayim, became the chief rabbi. Rabbi Weiss, he was had a great following, especially amongst the very Haredi community. But this, he wrote to the Rebbe when he was in Manchester still. And he said, the Rebbe says, I had received your letter. It was sweet to receive your letter, pleasant to receive your letter. And also your sefer, which is a very popular sefer, called the Shailus Utshuvus Minchas Yitzchak. His name is Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak means the contribution, the gift of Yitzchak, as the name of his response, that where he collected the different responses to questions that people gave. And the Rebbe says, thank you for this gift. And the Rebbe says, although the time is not presently allowed to go through it with the necessary iyun, you know, really looking into it, but the Rebbe says, just to show my dearness, how appreciation, I said, quickly, let me give a few notes, which I marked down on the bottom of this letter. And the Rebbe also adds, based on what our sages of blessed memory, they say, "Ve'ezvohev besufa." That's a verse in which they translate that sometimes you have scholars going at each other, disagreeing and difference of opinions, but yet at the end they are best of friends. They're not nasu oyavim ze lo ze. They become best of friends, notwithstanding the fact that they have certain debates in halacha or in opinion. And basically, the Rebbe is saying, if I differ from you a little bit, but you know, we're friends, which is just it is just a discussion in halacha. Now, we'll see later on what the Rebbe points to him. And the Rebbe says, as the festival of Pesach is upon us, and for all Yidden, the type of Livracha, I want to bless, and I also want to be blessed from him for a kosher and a happy Pesach, and to extend the joy for all year. Now, why do we say to extend the all year? So the Rebbe says that would be fitting to the statement, the saying of the Arizal. The Arizal said, and it was also brought down in the commentary of the Shulchan Aruch, that anybody who is careful on Pesach not to eat any chametz, not even a drop of chametz on Pesach, can be guaranteed that all year he is not going to sin. That's going to protect him. So you see what happens on Pesach extends to the whole year. So therefore, when we say Simcha on Pesach, this should actually extend the joy for Pesach to the whole year. The Rebbe says respectfully and with blessings for the holiday, signed by the Rebbe. Now, the Rebbe makes a few notes over here. Of course, we're not going to go through the whole, these are halachic, just points over here very quickly to go through it. So one thing, he has a discussion there when it is written, asur, that it's something is prohibited without specifically saying that it is prohibited forever. Is that something which is prohibited forever, or only if it says specifically asur la'olam, it's asur forever. When you say something is prohibited without specifying that it's prohibited forever, is it forever or you have to specify la'olam? Now he brings down various different references. The rabbi, Rabbi Weiss, brings down various different references. And the Rebbe says, it seems that you need to make a distinction in those places that you reference between where it is the language of the sages in sayings of our sages of blessed memory and their rulings, and the way people talk. So the Rebbe says you have to make a difference when the Chachamim, when the sages, there may be a difference maybe between Asur forever or Asur plain. But when people speak, they say it's prohibited. It means, because in various of his references, apparently, he does not distinguish between them. The Rebbe says you have to distinguish between that. And then the Rebbe also says there makes a difference if you need to say that something that was permissible and you're trying to say that it's us, or you're taking it out from its permissible state or not. So whether you would have to add the word lo'ilam. But the Rebbe says maybe these svarim that you reference, maybe they talk about it, but I don't have them presently underneath. But the Rebbe is just telling him a few ideas about the meaning of Isser. Again, this is just some notes, points over here. Then there is another issue. There is, you know, many times, unfortunately, and especially in the olden days, a husband would just not come back home. They went on a business trip or something, or maybe they went to war, and the woman doesn't know if her husband died or not, and she doesn't know if she can go ahead and get married. So there was always a problem. The rabbis were lenient in certain extents how we can find out what would be acceptable as testimony. But one of the issues were if you saw someone drown. Drowning, it's called mayim she'ein lehem sof, mayim that have no end. Sometimes people drown, but then they end up coming up on another side, and they didn't really die. So that's been a whole issue about what do we do? The wife is stuck, she can't get married, we don't know. But anyways, he was discussing in a situation in specific situations, whether you can be lenient, let's say a sister of his wife, and about a Levirate matter. This is specific cases, and the Rebbe just references some other rabbis who have discussed about this in the previous generation. Again, we're not going into these halachas, just giving you some of what the Rebbe talked him about. And then also he talks about a fast day in the different chapters over there in his book, about the Vayichal that we read on a fast day, or Anenu that we say in a fast day. And the Rebbe sends references to various different svarim. In chapter 83, different svarim. Chapter 89, the Rebbe says the Chabad tradition, and this is with regards to placing the mezuzah. My father-in-law, in the instruction of his father, the Rebbe Rashab, tomorrow is the Yortzeit. Beis Nissan is the Yortzeit of the Rebbe Rashab, so I'm glad we're mentioning the Rebbe Rashab over here, today Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but tomorrow Beis Nisan is the Yortzeit. So he ruled as follows. We know that you have to put the mezuzah on the right hand side going in. Right, so and the front door that goes to the outside, the main door basically goes to the outside. Over there you put on the right hand side of the entrance where you go in, because this is the outside. But within the house itself, in the house itself, over there we won't go where you go in or go out, we go by the Heker Tzir. Heker Tzir means where the hinges, where the door opens up to. So wherever the door opens up into, the door swings. Now we're talking about there's a swinging door, so there's a Heker Tzir. If there is no Heker Tzir, there is no hinges, there's no way to tell by this door swing. And it's just there's no door over there, or there's a different kind of a door, or it swings both ways, you know, things like that. Oh, then you have to make a decision which way you're going in and which way you're going out. So let's say, for example, if a room that doesn't have go into another room, it ends over there, you go into the room and that's it. So technically, you know, you're going into the room because that room doesn't lead to anywhere. If you're going in, let's say, to two rooms, you're going in from the dining room to the living room, you can go from the living room to the dining room to the living room, or from the kitchen. How are you going to know? So basically, but the Rebbe said, brings down over here, that the Chabad tradition, based upon the Rebbe Rashab's instruction, this is goes higher up from the Rebbe's before, that with the exception of the door of the outside, we always put the mezuzah by the Heker Tzir, by the hinge where it goes in and out. So, the Rebbe gives him some notes over here. The Rebbe says that void besufa, he's giving the notes, but of course remains in the friendship and did not accept, take this as a challenge. And the Rebbe goes through various different points in his thing very quickly and makes a few notes there.